last night, late, I made some changes to my sermon and did a lot of scribbling, so if I get lost, it's because I can't read my own writing. I take as my text today from St. Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Matthew, one of the 12 apostles, supposed author of the Gospel of Matthew, and of whom very little is known. Indeed, what little we do know about Matthew comes from the Gospels themselves. Though tradition says his apostolic activities was essentially limited to Palestine, and that the manner of his death is uncertain. There are others who do say that they think he may have preached and traveled as far as Ethiopia, but all of that is so very uncertain, we just really don't know much about St. Matthew. He was a tax collector, a publican. Publicans and tax collectors were of ill repute and much despised by the Jews. He did not help the reputation of Jesus by accepting his Savior's call. Though Jesus already was known for his associations with the like of such as St. Matthew. But for our Lord, there was no human being who was not worth saving, no individual who was beneath or beyond the love of God. That Matthew is the author of the first gospel in the New Testament has been disputed over the centuries, and for the most part, scholars are content to say that while he may not have actually authored the gospel, most probably he recorded the sayings of Jesus from which the gospel was written. And this has been attested to by one of the earliest church historians, Papias. Though the Gospel of Matthew appears first in the New Testament, it is not the oldest, as that goes to the Gospel of Mark. But the Gospel of Matthew is considered the most Jewish of all the Gospels, obviously written with a Jewish audience in mind, and written from the perspective that Jesus fulfilled the prophecies of the Old Testament. It was most probably composed between the years 42 and 50. While the Gospel for this feast day recounts the call of Matthew, the epistle takes a different perspective and, in a sense, reinforces the idea of the Gospel passage, that is, the worth of each individual in the sight of God. Paul emphasizes that he has preached the Gospel from the perspective of it being a simple statement of truth. But despite all its beauty, there are those from whom its truth is hid, not because God has veiled it deliberately, but because some refuse to see it for what it is. They do not see the spiritual beauty and glory of the plan of redemption. These people are blinded by the God of this world. They are under the influence of the power of evil. That power we often refer to as Satan or the devil. Though God issues the invitation to salvation to all, there are those who have shut themselves off from Him. God did not abandon them. They have abandoned God by their own conduct. Here we find coming into play the idea of a constant battle between good and evil. Those who do not accept the good news of Christ are those who have given themselves over to the evil of this world. Paul states that the full focus of his ministry is to make known Jesus Christ to the world. In making known Jesus Christ to the world, Paul draws us to the truth that it is through Jesus Christ that the light, mercy, holiness, and glory of God are reflected upon and communicated. It is through Him that we receive the divine light. It is through him that we can be made partakers of the divine glory. A simple statement of the gospel, maybe, but where does that lead us? To St. Matthew and his call. He was a sinner among sinners who chose to remove the veil from his own eyes in order to see the glory in Christ. So it is with each of us. We are invited to experience the beauty of the gospel if we choose to do so. We're invited to see the glory of God through Christ if we choose to. We are invited to experience the love of God through Christ if we would only peek through the veil and allow the divine light to shine into our hearts, our souls, our minds. There is no human being who is not worth saving, no individual who is beneath or beyond the love of God. Salvation is there, waiting for us, if we choose. Jesus Christ is there, waiting for us, the light of God shining through him, his arms outstretched to take us into his heavenly kingdom, if we choose. You see, Jesus has done the work of salvation for us. He has shown us the glory of God, and now it is up to us. Salvation, eternal life, united to our Father in heaven, is a matter of choice, our choice. Either we allow ourselves to be blinded by the evil in this world, or we turn to that eternal light shining forth through the darkness to reveal the truth, the gospel in all its beauty. The truth that Jesus Christ, God incarnate, died upon the cross for the sins of the world. The beauty that we are the beneficiaries of that atoning act by God's grace, by our own choosing, not by force, but by the mere our accepting God's love and divine grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.